Good morning. How'd you like to win a job and $1 million? That's what Doritos is reportedly offering the winner of its 2012 Doritos Crash the Super Bowl ad contest. You make the winning ad, and you get a job making another ad for the company. You get a Doritos ad on USA Today's ad meter, and you get $1 million too. USA Today says possible.
Apontado ali, a gente vai seguindo. São as forças. This is the government's emergency COVID committee, meeting to deal with a very different reality. Tamsin Smith, BBC News.
I just want to bring you one isolated incident.
Scope of it has meant that we are already more than doubling the number of police officers that we've got out there. We have got the full support of the government in getting as much mutual aid from outside of London as is necessary. And I'd like to take this opportunity to actually remind people what I said last night as things were escalating. But there were far too many young people on the streets of London last night in places which were both dangerous and violent. And I urge all the citizens of London and the guardians and the parents of young people to actually keep them in tonight. We will be very robustly policing any events of disorder that we get tonight. And the other piece that we are now doing, our cell blocks are full of prisoners from overnight. We have got prisoners in other counties in custody blocks. This is not just a game. This is criminality, it is burglary, it is violence. And we will pursue each and every one that has been involved in this, and we will be making sure that our rules get to this point. We have a significant investment of assets in this place. The key thing for me is it's a sad day for London. It's a sad event that we saw overnight. I'm extremely proud of the Metro Police Conflict Service and what the men and women of the Metro Police Service did last night. I'm saddened for all those people who have lost homes and businesses overnight in this mindless violence. There can be no excuses for this. There are issues and grievances that are being talked about. That is a conversation that we politicians and others need to have with communities. It does not excuse the behaviours that we saw over the last 3 days, and specifically last night. Our sympathies go to those who are the victims. We will be out there in ever greater numbers tonight, and we will continue that for as long as is necessary. But more importantly, and most importantly, we have your images. We are asking Londoners to identify the people that were engaged in criminality last night, and we will be coming to arrest you over the coming days, necessary weeks and months. So stop it now, because we will be there tonight. Please make sure that you keep your children in, know where your children are. It isn't spectator, this is serious criminality that needs to be robustly responded to, and we will. Thank you very much.
Will the army get involved?
There is no plans for the army to get involved, no.